This is an honor.
How about that?
Keith didn't work very hard today.
I did. I had three guests on today, and Kevin is the last guy.
I've gone from the small stage to the main stage.
You are, Kevin.
And ratings have never been higher.
It's because Ligursky's traveling today, that's why.
Well, you don't have to give me the reason. just let me bask in this glory.
All right, our chase question today, Kevin. We got a couple of them.
Okay.
New England clam chowder versus green chili.
Okay.
What do you prefer?
Oh, New England clam chowder.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Far and away. I love it.
I like it, but I
it's one of my favorites.
Okay. Is Tom Brady a crybaby / whiner?
Well, of course he is, but what quarterback isn't?
Jay Cutler. He's just in a bad mood all the time.
Aren't they all crybabies? At that spot, that position?
I said that he was such a crybaby, he should have gone to BYU.
Ooh.
Oh, now, I don't know why you had to go there.
Because you agree? What? Is the line, are we still there? Can you figure out this Wyoming Cowboy basketball team losing at San Jose State, snapping their 27-game Mountain West Conference losing streak, and then going to the pit and winning for the first time since 03? Have you figured them out yet?
Well, you know, it's the only thing that you can figure out, and Robert has been with us on these road trips. Wyoming will be up and down with wins and losses, but the way Wyoming plays will be always pretty much the same. And so the Cowboys will get down some, maybe they'll get up some, but when it's all said and done, it'll probably be a fairly close game, and if they hit a few shots, they'll win it. If they don't, they'll lose it. But it won't be a 30-point blowout like Ohio State suffered on the weekend. I just don't see that happening to this team because of the style of play and the way they play. So you say, well, it's a roller coaster ride. It is, because we win some, and then we lose some, we win some. But in terms of the way they play, that's pretty much the same home and away. And I think that's really interesting.
I get a kick out of seeing comments, hearing fans and things like that, and I know why they're fans. But you know, some of these guys that they're talking about and even being critical of over the last, you know, are first year Division I players, or you know, haven't seen much time. You know, a guy like Jeremy Lieberman, he's taken advantage. Has he had some downs? Yep. But I remember the career high against Air Force, and he sparked that 7-0 run by himself against New Mexico. Hayden Dalton had 8 rebounds in his first start. These guys are beginning to step up and produce more and more, and it's nice to have that sort of deep bench and rely on different guys every night rather than having the same 6 guys as we've seen in past Cowboy teams.
Well, I think that what you say there is true, in that within what I just said, there's going to be different people, and so Lieberman's going to have a really good game where you're going, all right, now here, but then his next game may not be so good, and I think that's just still because they need to play more games together. But pretty much through the year, nobody has really been consistent. I mean, McManaman is pretty consistent. Even Josh himself had a tough road there for a couple games. It's funny. The team remains pretty consistent in the way it attacks and plays, yet its parts aren't always consistent. And it's coming from a different guy, it seems, or a different couple guys, or the next game those couple guys aren't playing very well. So that's why coaches have gray hair, and that's why I wouldn't do it. But I think it's very interesting. You know, we were talking today about Nevada, and probably because of their style of play and Wyoming's style of play, those two teams pretty much play the same whether they're home or away. And people like New Mexico or Vegas, they play so much differently at home generally because they like to get it going really fast. And when they're on the road, they're not able to do that, so they play differently. I always said that about BYU. They were a different team at home than they were in your arena. And I think that's a lot of fun when you're at home, but it's maybe not so much fun when you're on the road. The way the Cowboys play, and really the way Nevada plays, and maybe there's a couple others, but they're pretty much the same whether they're home or away. And I think that's, in the long run, probably how you want to play.
Kevin, you know, it's only been about, what, it'll be 18 days tomorrow since they played Nevada the last time in the first week of conference play, and 3-point loss there for the Cowboys. Rough starts to both halves that kind of hurt them. You know, turnovers that hurt Wyoming with 17. Are those what are the things that you took from that game that you're going to hopefully see the Cowboys do better or adjust to as they go into this game tomorrow night?
Well, and that's always the question when you're playing these teams twice in the year. I asked Larry that very, very question, and he said, well, we have got to get off to a good start in each half, and we can't have that happen like you just mentioned happened in Reno. Other than that, I think a lot of those games, like in the middle of that game, it kind of went the way Wyoming wanted it to go. But it was the start of the game and the start of the second half that didn't go that way. And, you know, I mean, you know, Coleman hits a three there down the stretch. It was a huge, huge shot. He hasn't been shooting that well from three, and so I suppose the Cowboys felt that giving him that shot would be the least of evils for him, and he knocked it down, and that's how games go. If he doesn't make that shot, then the Cowboys have a heck of a chance of winning that game, but he did make it, and you know, that's how it goes sometimes. But when you're down the stretch that close, especially on the road, you have to feel pretty good that, okay, we could have had a lot less turnovers, and we could have started the two halves differently, but we were right there to win the game. And so I think better starts for the two halves, certainly don't turn it over. And maybe try to do a little better job on Coleman. Coleman is the most improved player in this league, I think. And I think Larry would agree with that. The Cowboys can win this game, and they can they can play Nevada very well. But if you want to say, well, what would you do differently? It would be start the two halves in a much better way than they did there.
Kevin, you've seen a lot of good individual performances from Cowboy basketball, but where would Josh Adams' performance against the Lobos Saturday afternoon rank?
Well, it's one of the very best because of the situation. We've had some great performances by players, either in Laramie and some on the road, but when your team had such a difficult loss on Wednesday, and you're going into such a difficult place for that program to play in, we've lost 12 in a row there. You've got a New Mexico team that was pretty much upset on Tuesday by UNLV, even though it was on the road, and so you know they're going to come out strong. It was a magnificent performance because I know they probably said, we'll let Josh Adams can't beat us. We'll do as best we can on him, but we'll shut everybody else down. And they couldn't shut him down. He made so many big shots. He made big free throws. Every time Wyoming needed an answer, almost every time Josh answered. And sometimes a lot of points like he put together there comes not as answers to big baskets by the opponent, but just you're rolling and you're hot and you're making shots. But his shots had so much behind him because they didn't allow New Mexico to get going and get a run going like we've seen them so many times do and put the game away. And so I think it was just one of the very best performances I've seen, and one of the very best on the road.
Kevin, I said earlier this week that when you look at all the guards that you and I have seen over the years, that we've seen great shooters who could shoot from outside and do it. We've seen guys who could drive to the bucket and do it. We've seen great free throw shooters. But I don't think we've ever seen, at least I don't remember anybody that put all three of those together and also then added in the fact that he's a really great defender and gets the steals, and he can rebound. I mean, I don't remember a guard. I remember guys that were great in one or two of those categories, but not anybody who was great in all five of them.
Well, I agree, Dave. I think the thing that sets him apart, and yes, we've seen many, many outstanding guards, and you don't want to compare outstanding guards, but most of them that I can think of, and there's a couple that are not in this category, but had pretty good veteran teams around them that they could do their thing and be outstanding, but they had a lot of help. And I'm not dissing the kids that are on the program but Josh has got to be on every night, and if he's not, then Wyoming's going to have a hard time. And that is a lot of pressure on a guy. But I will say this, of all the guards that Wyoming's had, and I go back to Flynn Robinson, who scored tons of points and was just terrific, but he wasn't, the degree of difficulty to guard Josh Adams is just over the top. I nobody wants to guard him because he's so tough. He can, you know, do that fall away jump shot from deep. You try to guard that, he'll go right by you, and he'll get to the basket, and he'll get fouled, and he might get a three-point play out of it. He's just so difficult to handle because of what he does, his toughness, his athleticism, and he's really improved himself. He's made himself a much better shooter. But it's every night Josh Adams has to have a great night, or the Cowboys probably have a hard time winning the game. That is really hard to know that, and everybody does know that. His teammates know it, he knows it, the opponent knows it, and yet in that game the other night, New Mexico could not stop the guy. He's just one of the very best we've ever had, and I give him a lot of credit. He's a very tough guy, mentally and physically, and I put him right in there with some of the best we've ever had, Dave.
Always good to catch up, Kevin. We will see you tomorrow in the arena. You haven't been there very much lately, so it's nice to be back. Thank you. So
it's really nice to be back, and I'm getting sick of those guys on the road. I want to get home. There's no place like home.
We'll see you tomorrow, Kevin.
Okay,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.